Human rights activists who have had a hard time getting into Darfur are turning to new technology to keep their eyes on the conflict there in Western Sudan. Amnesty International today launches a website with satellite images of Darfur. Activists are hoping they can protect villages simply by showing the Sudanese government that they are watching. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In her Capitol Hill office, Amnesty International's Ariella Blatter takes us on a virtual tour of 12 villages she says are in jeopardy.
You have the village of Kafad, very dense area. And moving up Daleba, you can see very distinct homes and livelihood and cattle.
She clicks on a link to an image of another place in Darfur to explain why these villages are being watched.
This watermark is actually a wadi. This is a water source. Resources are very key to identifying these villages at risk. Many times government or other armed opposition groups are looking for water sources for their cattle or entry points of where they can set up a rich camp on their way to, say, attack across the border into eastern Chad.
Another village was deemed to be at risk because it is sandwiched between a rebel-held area in North Darfur and an area held by Sudanese government forces. Normally, human rights groups would hire photographers and go into conflict areas to interview people in order to get a better sense of what's happening on the ground. But Blatter says no one from Amnesty International has gotten into Darfur since 2005. And while commercial satellite images are expensive, she says, the costs are starting to go down and the technology has been improving.
You can see something the size of a 2-foot by 2-foot object. You can see certainly a small car. You can see amassing soldiers. You can see movement of persons. You can see mass burial grounds. The technology is amazing now as to the level of detail.
The Save Darfur Coalition has given Amnesty International a $50,000 grant to start this, and satellite companies are also offering some price breaks. Sudan's chargé d'affaires in Washington has blasted the Save Darfur Coalition for spending money, in his words, to manipulate public opinion. John Ukech says satellite technology may be advancing, but can't tell the full story or the complexities of the war in Darfur. Still, he says he's planning to log on to the website to see what images are out there.
We will check it out, but, you know, it will not give me anything which is sufficient because, you know, how do I know this is somebody dressed in military uniform? How do I know that this is a Janjaweed? How do I know this is a rebel from all the other 15 factions? This is a matter of analysis here. Just looking at the data doesn't mean anything.
Amnesty International hopes it will mean something and at least provide another way to pressure Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir. Ariella Blatter says she's hoping viewers that look at the images will follow up by writing to the Sudanese leader and letting him know they're watching.
This should be to no surprise to President al-Bashir that we are doing this. But the manner in which we have chosen to do it through high-resolution satellite images should certainly inspire some fear in his operations.
As the website www.eyesondarfur.org goes online today, the 12 villages on the watch list are shown intact. The idea is to keep checking in to make sure they stay that way. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see before and after photos of a village destroyed by the Janjaweed militia at npr.org.